Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm wearing a t-shirt, it's probably its last wear, the words have faded off. She's wearing a leather dress, it's probably the first wear.
Second.
Although it starts to smell, I am Ian, she is Catherine. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative.
Welcome.
For losers.
Welcome.
Like you.
Welcome.
You're a loser.
Welcome to everyone who's not watching Lara Croft.
Lara Croft. I don't want to, you know, say goodbye to the lads and indeed some of the lasses, but we did just watch Lara Croft workout by a pool.
She's going to need to work those bikini bottoms back out. And it's going to take a while.
She's going to need an assistant to pull it out. No one wants to go up there. That's no man's land. 5,500 viewers of a woman in a bikini eating blueberries by a swimming pool, not really doing exercise.
They thirsty. They thirsty.
Oh, I'm hungry. Bungry. Welcome. This is the Late Night Alternative. That's what TLNA stands for. Thank you, Sofa Bum, for subscribing.
Dana.
Thank you, Ardeen. Thank you, Ian Bish. Bishy. What's that game? It's a great game. Puzzle Bubble.
Yes.
I love that game.
It's a good game.
Oh, I love...
That's the one with the little dragons, right?
And you got to fire the balls up.
Dang.
Love it. I love Bubble Bobble.
Bubble.
It's called different things, Joe. Puzzle Bobble, Bubble Bobble. Isn't Bishy Bashy Boshy one? Bishy Bashy Boshy might be a different game. I love Puzzle Bobble, Bubble Bobble. It's such a good game.
Hey, Joe.
Where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Not another one?
We had a discussion over the weekend.
Bishy Bashy is a
different
game.
I think you get my answer there, Glitter Kitty.
Pete says Puzzle Bobble and Bubble Bobble are two totally different games. Okay, that's interesting you say that. I tell you what, let's have a look. So we get Puzzle Bobble. Let's just have a look at the images of Puzzle Bobble. And I think I've got screen two. Please let screen two be set up. There we go. Where's our camera?
Little dragons, as I mentioned.
Where's our camera? If I move you up here.
Dana.
Please stop subbing to us, guys. There we go. Right. So Puzzle Bobble, it's a game. You've got like a little sort of turn thing and you turn, you've got to get the bubble. So that's Puzzle Bobble.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at Bubble Bobble.
Oh.
Okay, Pete, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you... Harsh is my... You're a prick. Right, no bad language. So much easier not to swear in the daytimes.
Isn't it, though?
It really is. That was fun. I knew that. I know my retro video games better than you guys know it. So you can all get lost. Let's get some phone calls going, guys. Come on, it's a phone-in show. It's not a video game show. It's a phone-in show. I'll do you there in a minute, Hazy. It's a phone-in show, guys. Did you like my pic of my cats I sent you on Twitter last week? I don't know. I mean, loads of... Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I've not.
You will, because he likes cats.
I've yet to see a picture of a cat I don't like. Ian was just destroyed. Time Roger out for 3 minutes, please.
Roger, come on now.
Ryan.
Donuts. Hello, Ian. Hello, Cameron. How are you?
You are very lucky that I've been listening to a lot of classic Bezic.
Oh.
From 1985. And if anyone with a young sounding voice comes on, he goes, nope, you're too young. Goodbye. Straight away. So you're very, very lucky.
That we have no standards.
Continue. No standards here.
Okay.
You're welcome. What can we do for you now? But I'm going to really push the conversation tonight. What have you got for us?
Well, for starters, number one, I want to say thank you for the postcard.
Absolute pleasure. Your postcard should be arriving, guys. We've got two more. Now, I address the postcards, and Catherine writes the postcards. We'll show you some of the postcards in a bit, because if you're in the Discord, there's a special postcard section. Also,
and bless your hearts, all of you who are worried about my sanity. You're right to be.
Also, a lot of people didn't know, if you're a tier 2 or tier 3 sub, or a tier 1 sub, if you're a sub to this channel, there's a special Discord section for you. If you link your Twitch and your Discord, a lot of people didn't know that, you idiots. You're very welcome, Ryan. I didn't look at the pictures, right? I just, a pile of postcards, I deliberately didn't look at the pictures, except for one where, but anyway. Catherine tells me, we got one postcard, we got two to America, one to South Korea, one to Paris. And Catherine said, oh, did you choose the postcard to go to Paris? I said, no. She said, oh, because the picture is really close to
where
the address.
Yeah.
It's like around the corner. Yeah. And I didn't look. Swear to God, I didn't know about it. That's free. Ryan, if that ain't proof of something supernatural going on, I don't know what is. Okay, I'm doing quite a lot of the work here, Ryan, so let's just get to your point and then we're going to move on with the show.
That was it, really.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
I've made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing less work in the phone calls. If people phone up and they haven't, you know, I don't want to scare your phone in, but come on, I'm doing a lot of the driving.
Without
here.
Wanting to tell you how to suck eggs, if you phone somebody up, normally you're the one who's initiating the call.
Come on.
So could we try that? Could we try the normal rules of phone calls?
I want to try and find. I really want someone. So I've been listening to these old Alan Bezics. Thank you to Charlie Wolf. There's some great adverts on there. And I really want someone just to pull the adverts off, because I just want to play the adverts as though they're our ads. These are in a slightly different order to how they're on my phone. Here we go. Right, I'm going to try and find. Just bear with me. Bear with me. I want to find one that's got some adverts. Zero.
So this is from Red Rose Radio, which, of course, is a Yorkshire-based.
Lancashire.
Is it?
Lancashire. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to be in trouble for not knowing that.
Yeah, you will. I've got to go right back to. Got to go right back in time. Bear with me. Honestly, some of these adverts.
Oh, blimey, Preston.
Some of these adverts are astounding. Let me just look on my phone, because I'm listening to them on my phone, right? And they come up in a slightly different order. And I want to play some of these adverts. Some of you will get a kick out of this. Some of you are going, well, it was boring. Well, you know what? I reckon if we go to Red Rose, which one's this? Red Rose Bezic show, August 1985.
Oh, he's got a lovely tash there.
Red Rose Bezic. Hang on. Red Rose late night show, Red Rose Bezic 002B. Bear with me, guys. Someone sent me, is this Charlie Wolf's fault? Not the Charlie Wolf. He sent me too many. Here we go.
There is a lot.
Zero. There was an advert for Instagram. There was an advert for Instagram in 1985. Here we go. 001, 002B. Here we go. Let's try this one. So just bear with me.
canvassed to get this majority? Who have you canvassed to get this majority? Asked about. I don't even know what.
What's interesting, right? I was listening to it in my headphones, thinking, why do these phone calls sound weird? The phone calls sound. This is 1985. The quality of the phone call, audio quality, is so much better.
Because of landlines.
Because they're on a landline. Some of them, it sounds like they're almost in the studio. It's incredible.
Happy now, what do you want?
Well, what I'd like to say is that some people pay more tax than others.
And some don't pay any at all.
Yep. And yet they all get
as greatly.
Disgraceful that these companies are.
I think about
tell so you what, though, something that hasn't changed.
Mr. Allgit.
Yeah, moaning.
Yeah, but he does
ringing him up for a moan.
He does a posh voice.
A gong holder at the moment.
Yeah, he does.
But couldn't you enjoy stuffing them down your throat?
Yeah, I could. Not as much as I would enjoy stuffing bricks down yours. Hello.
See, someone says, is it true, Alan, you like Mars bars? Yes, I do. Have you ever had one shoved up your ass? No, I haven't.
To William.
Hello, Alan?
Yes.
I'd just like to ask you, what do you think about women playing cricket?
I do not give answers to questions like that unless someone expresses an opinion. I have got nothing to say. Did you say Dane?
So I'll get to the advert, sorry.
Where some technology has been used so easily is the important...
I think it's about 20 minutes.
Because as soon as you say, it cannot be done, not...
I wasn't...
So when he says, cannot be done...
If there ever was a conflict between Britain and Russia, God forbid...
I'm not saying that at all. It assures us. I don't speak to
the
advert,
and then we'll crack
on
with the show.
It's Turkish doner kebab.
Here we go.
I'm going to pull all this. We did not have nuclear weapons in Britain.
These adverts are great. So it's a local radio, 1985.
You believe that if we did not have nuclear bases in Britain, then we would be less likely to be attacked.
It's a warm-up to the show.
That is what I believe.
Everyone can remember an advert from local radio when they were kids.
Yeah.
I guess CND believe. I mean, I'm not...
Thank you, Katie, for
the sub. I don't speak for CND, I speak for me.
Everyone else's ideas were awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
We were just nodding and smiling and thinking, where's Kate?
Where's Kate?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Cheers. But that's what it comes down to. That's the question. Tommy or Tony?
Tommy,
I'll do.
All right. I'd like your advice on something.
I said earlier I'm not giving any more advice tonight.
What is great as well is he's obviously got a lot of phone calls, so he can just cut them off after 5 seconds and there's someone there ready to come on.
And I meant it.
For a tasty treat with a difference, try genuine Turkish kebabs from as little as £1.50 for a large Turkish doner kebab.
It's a kebab shop!
A large Turkish doner kebab.
It's a kebab shop! It's doing an advert!
Yeah.
Also,
they're breaking down the prices of the menu.
In and out kebab licensed restaurant and takeaway. Open every evening till 3 a.m. at 71A Dixon Road, Blackpool.
Oh, I bet that was a place.
That's the In and Out kebab licensed.
Yeah, In and Out straight away.
Exactly.
Restaurant and takeaway. Call in for a free taste.
Here's some important news from
Who's
Dave
this?
Baron Caravans.
Hang on a minute. Call in for a free taste.
Yeah. Who's this?
They've just made a bulk purchase of the new 1980.
It's James Whale, isn't it? It's James Whale!
85 models of ABI Eldest towing caravans. They bought in bulk so you save money. Over £1,200 off the list price on selected models or very attractive part exchange allowances.
I always think with stuff like this, there's a little bit of tape speed. I think old tapes speed up a little bit. I don't know when this stuff was digitised, but...
But I listen to your old stuff and it sounds...
High-pitched.
Yeah, but actually your voice sounds more smoky, obviously.
Hurry to Dave Baron Caravans.
I wasn't smoking then.
No.
Well, not
it was closer to the time when
Chapel Lane, Copple, near Chorley. A lot of tile companies do a lot of shouting about their so-called unbeatable offers. They make a lot of noise but never really have anything worthwhile to offer. At File Tilecraft, we don't have to resort to unfulfilled promises, bogus bargains and misleading discounts. Our prices on ceramic tiles really are the lowest in the area.
I'm actually enjoying these adverts more than I'm enjoying the Bezic stuff. I love it. And then there's old news, a really big... Plane crash, Japanese plane crash, killing 560 people. Four survivors walked away with minor injuries.
Blimey.
Bit of the tail fell off over the ocean.
That'll do it.
Isn't it?
Try the others if you like, but if you want a real bug...
Oh. Hello?
Uh-oh.
James?
Time machine's broken.
James, come back. James, hello? That's not my internet, is it? My internet's been a little bit... We're still streaming, right?
Yeah.
Come on. Well, what's going on? I've got to go back in. I want to hear one. We've heard enough. We've heard enough.
You get it. The olden days, weren't they funny?
I might do a show. What's wrong?
Nothing.
You hot?
No.
I'm hot.
I am hot.
That's the heating. I don't think the heating's on.
I'm fine. What are you going to say? You might do a show of what?
Of listening to those, like breaking them down and listening to them.
Do it, Mum.
Donut. Thank you for the sub, Everton Derek. Share your sub anniversary in chat. Let Tilly know you've been sub for 3 months. I think you've just shared them. You've subbed for 3 months. Congratulations. Well,
thank you.
Thanking you so much. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. It is a phone-in show. So call in. Crying out loud. Wianto, thank you for the sub. I think it's time for my Billy Joel phase.
Okay.
Not another one.
I think it's time. I think every man needs to have a Billy Joel phase. And I think mine is approaching.
Haven't you already had one?
I don't know if I have. Would you do a reverse stream ever where we give you our numbers and you call us? What? No, because do you know why? Do you know why we wouldn't do that? Because people would give us wrong numbers and we'd phone up people.
There'd be hilarious consequences.
Ryan says, oh my, is he that guy you eat a jacket potato? What, Billy Joel?
I'm sure he has.
I bet Billy Joel has never had a jacket potato.
He will have had a stuffed jacket.
They do it in America with steak. Instead of steak and chips, you get steak and jacket potato. Mm. That's not right.
I like that.
I'll have steak and mash.
Steak, jacket potato and salad.
No, not a jacket potato. A jacket potato is a meal on its own.
Oh, I've had it.
0203-286-6370. What's your weirdest food
combination?
Actually,
on Friday, now you've said that, I suggested, I said, can't be bothered to cook properly. Shall we just have jacket potatoes for tea?
I love a jacket potato.
To which the response was, yeah. And some salad. And some cut meat. And I went, whoa, this has turned into a spread. I meant literally just jacket potatoes.
God, your family are so common. Oh, not common. I don't even know if it's northern. Old-fashioned. Jacket potato, salad, meat.
It's not northern. He's from Luton.
Right. Okay. Maybe it's my people then. Maybe it's closer to my people, but it is. That is like Sunday tea.
A little bit of cheese. I went, whoa, this is turning into a spread. I was just suggesting I'd put a few potatoes in the oven. We can stick some beans on.
Can we time Hazy out, please? Hazy said, have you had your Phil Collins phase yet? Get out of here. I heard a great Billy Joel song.
Is it Joel? Is it Joel?
Am I thinking of Superman's dad? Doesn't matter. By the way, don't watch that 4-hour Zack Snyder's Justice League. Ooh, Justice Fatigue is what I was...
Good one.
...had at the end of it. Boring, man. What a boring film. There was a great song. It popped up on my Spotify. It was called, Sensimonium or Enjoy Life. What was it called? It was called something like that.
Is that even a word?
Yeah, it was called Flambe the Night. It was something like that. It's a great
something
song.
Something exotic, it sounds like.
It's a great song. It was Land Honey. No, what was it called?
There is.
Summer Highland Falls. What a song.
Really?
Yeah, actually.
Is it from what period, Joel, are we talking?
From an album called Turnstiles.
All right, I liked him then.
76.
Right.
76. So it's got the same album that's got New York State of Mind.
Oh, mate.
I just don't know ya, state of mind.
All you want to do is dance. What's that?
We'll find out in a minute.
Oh, come on.
Hello, caller. The phone number works, and the phone number works.
It works like any other phone number. We'd love to talk to you.
Hey, man, what can we do to
Welcome
help you?
Welcome to the EE voicemail. I'm sorry, but the person you've called
what,
dude, is
some,
not
can
available.
Leave your address, we'll send you some balls.
Might be a lady.
Yep.
Mind you, we all need them, don't we?
You gotta have them. You gotta need them. You gotta know when to hold, when to feed them balls. Everybody loves balls. Everybody loves balls. Ba ba bald. Ba ba
balls.
And that song was called Balls.
Hey, Balls!
That's from his album, Balls and That.
All right. I could stay in my head, Jesus.
It looks good.
Only another month to go, guys.
You know what this is turning into? That politician, Tarzan.
Heseltine?
Yeah.
What, me?
The front is turning into a Heseltine.
Shut the
like the top
front.
Of a violin.
I'm Michael Heseltine. That's Brian Walden. But they're very similar. Mm. You're saying I look like Heseltine?
No, I'm saying the hair at the front there is turning into the full...
Michael Heseltine. No. No, it... Oh, jeez.
Yes, it is.
Holy jackamole. My God. Let's get a... Where did that picture go? Oh, my God. Look, look, look.
Yeah.
It's the Hez.
Christmas time. David Michael Heseltine.
Oh, look at him there. I'm taking the wrong thing. Look at him.
You haven't got the eyebrows to match.
He's That's Kirk Douglas with a baby on his back. Kirk Douglas with a baby on his back. He got blown up, didn't he, Michael Heseltine?
Yes, I think
his wife was very seriously injured.
No.
Well, yes.
Was it a different person?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't stay.
I'm not gonna Google it.
Stay away from that Google.
I believe you.
Because there's something down there. Bum 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 bum. Norman Tebbit.
Can we time? I was right. It wasn't him.
He was at the place. Yeah. Can we time Richard All Sorts out, please? And can we? And Drake, you cannot say he is hijacking a baby.
The baby's hijacking him, actually.
Yeah. Take this politician to Cuba. phone us up, you absolute melts. So here's...
I've been to Cuba, it's nice. Well, I bet it's nicer now. We were only allowed to look at certain bits of Cuba and we always had a minder.
If you want to... Could you post a link to the Alan Bezzix, please? They're on the...
Discordio.
The Discordio. I will post them, actually, but let me find them again. I will post them.
Oh, so my hairdresser finally got in touch.
Oh, this is it.
And she said, yeah, I'm coming back on the 14th. Anyone want an appointment? I got back in touch with her probably within 30 seconds. The soonest she could do was the 22nd. There's a lot of anxious women with mops need sorting out.
Happy lockdown anniversary. I think it's today. I think it's a
Is
year.
Is it just 1 year? It was like 10.
Just 1 year. I'll show you what I did today. We've got some good stuff.
We're actually having lives now. It's a very strange experience.
So let me show you what I did today. That Mickey Dolan sings Mike Nesmith album. Someone tweeted the other day, it's a really good idea.
Cracking idea.
It's a brilliant idea. I wonder who came up with that and is no longer involved with the project. I wonder whose idea that was and we'll get no credit.
But he's fine with it. Hey, MZ Plays, thank you for the gifted tier one sub.
Hey, MZ Plays, why only tier one? What's your problem?
Oh, she's having a moment.
Why?
She's having a moment.
What's wrong? She's on... A period. She's got PMS or PMT, depending where they are. She's gonna have stomach grumbles, gonna hurt down below. She's gonna be so sensitive. Treat her with kid gloves. Be nice and offer her gentle tummy rubs. Make her a chamomile tea. And if she says get lost, say yes, MZ.
That is the correct protocol. Well done.
Yes, yes.
Finally learning.
I know how to treat people with respect. So this is my day today. Hey! I get to hug my mum for the first time in over a year.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes! Yes, man! I get to hug my mum for the... Look at that. I got tears multiplying. My apron. You can't see the apron there. The apron. I went to see my mum. Today we're allowed to visit. One person is allowed to visit. And when they say one person, it means I'm the only one that's allowed to visit her until, So my sister very kindly let me go. My sister went to the hospital with her a couple of times. And she's very, I live much nearer. So thank you, Joe, for that. And I wasn't sure what to expect. I told you that we were going to be meeting outside.
Yeah.
And I got there. I had to phone in and say, I'm here, I'm in my car. They came out and we did the old, the flow, lateral flow test. Mm-hmm. I passed. And they said, right, if you go round the back of the building, she's in a care home, you go around the back of the building, she'll be waiting for you outside. And I was like, okay, fine, it's a little courtyard. And I came in, and I stood outside in the courtyard, and then I saw Mum inside. This is where there's a physiotherapy bit there, but you know, don't use it. And the carer waved me in, and I stood at the door. I haven't been in that care home for over a year. And I stood at the door, and I said, am I actually allowed to come in? She went, yeah. Well, I can cross this line. She went, yeah. So I came in. I had to wear one of their masks. I had to have gloves. Had to have an apron. And Mum sat about 5 foot away from me. And we had a really nice chat. And after about 30, well, actually, I got there a bit early. So about 40 minutes, the carer kind of put her head around the door and went, I was like, not a problem. Because they got, you know, they can only have one visitor at a time. She said, not a problem. That's great. And I texted a picture of me and my mum in the background to my kids who were at school. But then I got a reply from my youngest. Said, oh, that looks good. Let me show you the message he sent me later. And I said, what? Why are you? He said, I'm off school sick. I said, I'm phoning you. So they got to say hello to each other. He sent me the best message. So he replied, tell her I say hi. That's when we called. And then I said, then as we're going, right, the carer came in and another carer came in, like the odd job man, Bob, came in. And I said, Mum, and I took her my stuff off. I said, Mum, hopefully soon I'll be able to give you a hug. And Bob, the odd job man, said, oh, you're allowed to if she wears an apron and a mask. And the first carer went, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. I've not been doing visits. I didn't know. So I got suited up again. Mum got suited up. And as she's getting suited up, I started crying. She started crying. Everyone very discreetly went and shut the door. Yeah. And we hugged. I got to hug my mum for the first time in a year. And I was kissing her on the head. And I got to hold her and say how much I loved her. And we both were able to say, this year has been so shit. We've kind of... Mum's slightly oblivious. She's with it, but she's slightly oblivious to what's going on. But she's with it. But a lot of us have had to kind of suck it up a bit, you know, actually how tough this is. And I'm aware that I'm in a very privileged position. But we've had to suck it up and kind of get on with it. And when we were hugging, and she was obviously sat in her chair and I'm hugging her and kissing her on the head, I was able to let go of it. And I said, this year has been so shit. I'm so sorry that we've all had to go through this. I'm so sorry. And it was magic. I got to hold her for about 2 or 3 minutes. I got to hold her and kiss her and then take a picture so I could post it on social media and look fab to all of my followers. I'm joking, because I wanted to treasure it. And I sent that to, you know, to my boys, and so pleased that one of my boys was able to get to speak to her for the first, not spoken to her grandkids in over a year. A little bit on Zoom, actually. That's not completely true. They have been there for some of the Zoom stuff. And I got to hold her. Jeez. And I was in floods of tears, and I came out and I was just sobbing. I was sobbing through joy, but also sobbing at just how awful this last 12 months have been. A year.
Yeah.
A year of this.
It's the lost time as well, isn't it? It's the wasted time, not being able to be close to the people that you love, and especially if they've not been well. You know, it feels like we've been robbed of that time.
You've not been, your mum has been ill as well, you know, so you've had to be kind of double. She's fine now, I believe. Yeah. I'm not breaking any confidence, but you've had to be double careful around her.
Yeah, and she lives around the corner.
Yeah.
I do a lot of standing on the end of the drive with shopping. I do a lot of that.
It's been so awful, hasn't it, this last year? This last year has been just the worst. And I'm so lucky that I haven't had anyone close to me pass as a result of this. I know lots of you have.
Yeah, I was talking to Ryan McGuinness on Twitter today, Eddie Large's boy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's been a year nearly.
Of course, I know he was very early on, wasn't he? Very early on.
You know, he's thinking about, you know, the last thing he said to him being so normal because no one had any clue that it was going to be anything different. And he was just, I'm going to go and get Mum something to eat. I'll be back in a bit.
Yeah.
Last time he saw him.
What a year. What a year. we're coming out of it. I've got a feeling. I've got a feeling we're probably going to have another year of this.
I think we might.
I think we've got another year. Because it looks like there's balls up with, as I predicted.
Well, and there's now talk of this third wave and Boris saying it will land on our shores. Well,
yeah, of course it will. So we've got another one coming. Give me that Johnson & Johnson vaccine. One dose.
Is there a Johnson & Johnson?
One dose of the J&J.
Gosh.
One jab. Here's the thing. Midas says, I don't think I could cope with another year. I don't think... It's not going to be full on, I don't think.
Listen,
what do we know? I'm going from what I'm hearing and picking up, and I've been pretty smart.
I'm expecting masks to linger.
But if you'd have said a year ago, right, you're not going to be allowed out of your house for pretty much a year, you wouldn't have thought you could do it. We've done it.
Well, you being the way you are, said immediately, oh, this is it. This is going to be it for about a year. But you thought we weren't going to be allowed out of the house for a year.
Yeah, I also said it would go on for 2 or 3 years before we kind of... I think we've got another year. But. I got to hug my mum, and I'm not showing off. I'm sharing it because I think it's... I mean, look how happy... You can see how happy we both are. We were both in tears. My poor mum, you know, and got to touch her. Got to touch her and hold her and kiss her, and it was just... good luck, Annie.
Oh, Annie's in the chat.
Hey, Annie.
Hello, Annie. So nice to see you.
Yeah, it was
Here's the other thing, Annie, and my grandparents have all gone in the last sort of five years or so. And there were moments during this that I was thinking, and it sounds terrible, that I'm glad they didn't live through this. I'm glad they weren't
Yeah.
In this. Isn't that awful? Isn't that an awful thing to think? But I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Man alive.
What a year.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
If you want to give us a call, 0203 286 6370. If I miss your phone call, as I often do, I call you back. We're calling this guy back. Boom, 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 boom. Hello. Oh, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, jeez. Hello there.
Now I can hear you.
What is that?
What is that?
What's going on there? Why is it doing that?
Oh God.
You talk. Hang on. Just say something. I don't know if they can hear you. Yeah, they can hear you. I just need to change something here. You talk to Catherine while I do something boring.
Peter.
Catherine.
It's so nice to see you. You all right?
Yeah, you too. I will receive the vaccine on Tuesday.
Yes, mate.
I haven't got the button, otherwise I'd play it.
You get a double bell.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, now how do you feel about it?
You know what? The actual jab bit, I feel fine about. It's the fact that I've not been anywhere sort of really past my back garden for the last 3 or 4 months. I feel really just kind of unfit and things. And I know, it, you know, it's not a short journey to make. Most of it's on the train, but yeah. So that's actually the worst bit of it, kind of making the journey out.
Yeah.
The actual jab, I mean, I'm fine, you know. And even if I have a bit of a reaction, it's like, well, it's a few days feeling a bit rotten. It's like, you know, with COVID, I'd have been fine if that, you know, if there wasn't a danger of it escalating, which obviously there isn't with the vaccine. I'm kind of fine being ill for a few days. I'm not, you know, I'm not one of these people who gives up at ever the first sight of a headache. It's,
right.
Tough guy. We've got a tough guy here, Catherine.
Yeah.
It's strange though, isn't it? Every now and again, I find a little barrier that I didn't realise I'd put up. Like when we first were able to go into shops again, I remember calling Ian, a mess, having avoided the shops for so long,
yeah.
Feeling not frightened, but just really bloody nervous about venturing in again. And there'll be other steps that will make me feel like that again. Like I suppose like the first trip back to the cinema or, you know, going into a restaurant or something like that, you know.
Well, you know, because I've been living at my mum's for most of this, and because she works in a supermarket, I've pretty much not had to go to shops. And, you know, I sort of went for a bit in the brief period we had when things weren't locked down. But yeah, going and yeah, as you say, just going to a shop with other people in and
yeah. Tell you yeah. what though, I went in on Saturday to my local Tesco, and it was the first time I've been in there when it was actually chocker to the point of like being old fashioned in the old fashioned days. And I remember everyone moaning when they moved all the aisles closer together because you felt like you were permanently in someone's way.
Bye, Annie. See you later. Thank you for popping in.
Except now it's this as well. And you think, I'm not used to seeing this amount of people. You can't get the right amount of distance. I almost put the basket down and left because it just felt almost too much. But
yeah, no, I mean, you know, as I say, mum's been working in it, and the yeah, Sunday no, she could just come only be like, you know, it's Piccadilly Circus there, they're all having a party. And although obviously that's an exaggeration, it's like that's how it feels. Yeah. You know,
I don't think it takes too many. I think that it doesn't take too many people to feel like too many people.
No,
that I mean, doesn't sound like it makes sense, but you know what I mean, right?
You know, she gets her vaccine on Wednesday, so we're on the road to being sort of sorted. But I was feeling kind of, I mean, making it all about me, but I was feeling kind of guilty sat through the last 10 minutes because, as I say, I have been living in the same, and we don't really do hugs and stuff.
Do you do French kisses?
Oh, come on.
He's the one who said he was going to masturbate over the picture of me with my mum. You said that.
Did you say that, Pete?
That's not like you.
Explain yourself. Pete, sorry, I must have misunderstood the tissue comment. Please explain to Catherine.
Do you mean his eyes?
No, right. So
oh, God, Pete, what please.
Was, it's Ian, worse than Ian, you think, Catherine.
Ian posted the photo.
Yep.
And obviously he had lots of lovely replies.
This beats Puzzle Bobble. Go on.
Lots of many lovely. I'm just trying to find out exactly what I said so I can try
He's got to go to the records. He's got to go to the records. It's so dodgy.
He's kept the receipts.
It's so dodgy.
Let's see him.
Come on, Pete.
Right.
Here we go. Here's his defence.
So someone posted, I need some tissues. Crying face, heart emoji. And all I said.
What did you say, Pete?
For me too.
Goodbye. Disgusting. Disgusting. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, sorry, Pete, but you are a dirty boy.
Pete is cancelled, Roger. That we got an opening for a new mod. Just want to check. I don't think something's showing up on my thing that should be showing up on the thing.
My. You never can tell with people, can you?
Max, are you here? I need to check something. I don't need to check anything. I need to check something. You speak to... Oh, God, they're all coming now. Hello there. Hello.
Yes. Can we help you?
Well, a touching moment there, not trying to step on Takeford's
thing there about Ian and
I've got Tateford. I forgot I had a Tateford. I'm so busy getting the shop sorted out. I forgot I had Tateford.
I just wanted to say, Kath, that I'm very much with you on the comment. The first thing I thought of when I went into lockdown is, thank goodness my dad isn't around to suffer this. And it's horrible.
And it's a shitty thing to think, right? But
yep, absolutely terrible, but the first thing I thought of. So, terrible.
Okay.
How was the Tier 3 and mob meeting?
None of your business.
Turns out.
Just generally inquiring. None of your business.
None of your business. None of your business.
Not a bit lacking?
No, actually.
Maybe an idea?
No. Huh? We're doing... Do you want to know the big thing that came from that meeting?
We've got a brilliant thing that's coming out of that meeting.
Let's just say Catherine bought a tombola yesterday.
Yeah, they haven't got a red one. I've had to change it for blue.
Okay.
They ran me today.
We're doing a May Day fete.
Is that going to get you a lot of Tier 2 subscribers, though?
Don't want them. Don't want any more.
Don't want money.
We're really happy with the ones we've got, thank you.
Well, it's disappointing, but I understand. I've got nothing else to say, so I'm going to hang up.
He's got nothing else to say, like he had anything to say at the start of that phone conversation.
Tateford, meanwhile, is trying to defend himself in the chat, feeling a lot of judgment from the chat, guys. You weren't there. You don't know.
When it says...
It was a dodgy tweet.
And say anything. It don't mean making jokes about masturbating over my 70-year-old mother who is living in a care home.
Yeah.
I mean, she's hot, but come on. Max, thank you. Max, can I ask, Max has donated a lot of money.
Oh, thank you, Max.
Max, thank you. He says to spend it on pizzas for the kids. I don't think so. Thank you. Can I just ask, it's not shown up on here. Did you do it a slightly different way, is what I want to ask, because it's not shown up on here. But Max has donated £150.
Oh, my goodness, Max.
Oh, I sent you some money earlier on, by the way. So
you got that. Much.
Okay, Max, thank you. If anyone wants to donate... there you go.
Also, someone in the chat is suggesting bunting. I've got bunting I can bring. I've got loads of bunting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're doing a fete. That came from Gemma's suggestion.
Yes.
About...
can we do a tombola?
It was a raffle.
A raffle. And it's spiraled.
It spiraled. Pete is going to redeem himself by being a dirty...
Morris dancer.
Kath's going to dance around my maypole. So we're doing it. What day is the week is May the 1st? Because we're doing it.
Oops, there we go.
You will be. May the 1st is a Saturday, so we're going to do it on Monday, May the 3rd. It's happening. Max, thank you. Did you donate in a slightly different way? Because I'm sort of confused it hasn't shown up there, but thank you. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Good evening, Ian and Catherine.
Hey!
Roger.
Yes, sir.
You cancelled, Pete.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, it was beyond the pale, that one, Roger. I mean, we put up with some stuff on this.
I consider Pete a very good friend, and I'm shocked.
Yeah, dump him.
Shocked you never know cold. People. You think you know people.
Disgusting. Listen, I'm not saying disabled people can't have sex. Of course they can. But not my mum. Not with Pete. Because I don't want to have to one day call Pete Dad.
Daddy.
That would be a scary thought.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Oh, Hazy, well done. The fate night alternative.
There we go. Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it. Roger, how may we be of assistance to you?
Since we've been on the subject of lockdown and what's going on and the vaccine and stuff, I just thought I'd give you an update.
Dadford! I love the fact that Pete has morphed into Gatford in terms of his names. Yes, update please, Roger.
Tell us.
I started feeling it after a few hours. My arm really hurt. And when I woke up Friday morning...
Dropped off.
I was really ill.
What jab did you have?
I had the AstraZeneca.
Have you had COVID before?
No.
Okay, because again, this is just my research, guys, that the mainstream media won't tell you about.
Because it's not been proven.
I have heard many stories of people who've had COVID, had the AZ, been ill for 2 or 3 days.
Right.
That's what I've heard. I don't know.
But it could be just the AZ.
Very few stories. I think Roger might have had COVID and doesn't know it.
Well, then that's absolutely it's something you cannot disprove.
Exactly. So, that, so all right, you're agreeing with me.
That's science, isn't it?
She's agreeing with me. She's agreeing with me. She's doing it in the voice of she's not agreeing with me.
I am.
The words are agreeing with me. The voice is disagreeing with me. This Hang is blowing
second.
My mind.
Hang on a second. I know how I'll agree with you more.
Yeah, she's going to go. She's like, look, she stood up. She stood up. Here we go. She's doing, I don't know what she's doing, Roger.
Yeah, I'm watching this on a delay.
She's putting on a lab coat. Here we go. I don't know where my lab coat is. My boys might have stolen it.
Well, I will not be respecting your authority.
But yeah, it were. I'd liken how I felt on Friday to mild flu.
Send them to the right people.
Yeah. How are you feeling now, Big Rog?
Still got fatigue. Which is giving me...
You're quite a lazy man anyway.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Oh, I'm going to milk it. Listen, everyone, go and have the frickin' vac. Go and have the...
That's what I want to say. Even though my arm still hurts, I'm feeling tired. And
Windy,
I'm sleeping great. I said that much. I'm sleeping
Dave
great.
Dave says, Jussie, have the jab and man the F up.
Have the jab.
I got called out by an anti-vaxxer at the weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You know about that. They were an anti-vaxxer, the person that called me out for something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah, anti-vaxxer.
Jeez.
It took away a lot of the sting of being called out for male entitlement, which I am.
Oh, that. Yeah, that.
I don't want to go into that here. It's not really the forum, but I was called out for male entitlement.
Roger, I'm going to give you a full examination. Would you open your mouth and say, ah, please?
Your mouth, Roger, your mouth.
Let's have a look. I'm glad I'm not on camera because I'm probably blushing now.
Let's have a look down there. Do it.
But
yeah, you're fine. Just moaning.
As I said on Thursday, you don't know which vaccine you're going to get.
No. Nope.
You're told.
Yeah.
You're having the AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
And you'll be grateful for it.
They're all as effective as each other because they're on about the different efficacy rates. And that's like the Pfizer's like 94%.
Are you allowed? I think I know the answer to this. Are you? Does it work if you have jab one, Pfizer, jab two, AstraZeneca?
They're testing that.
Oh, they in are, that case, I don't know
they're,
the answer.
They're currently, as far as I know, they are currently testing that to see whether they can mix and match jabs.
Wow, okay, I didn't know that. I thought that was going to be straight out.
They do keep it on your record, which jab you've got and which jab you've had.
I want the Johnson & Johnson one.
I can tell you, according to the Yorkshire Post.
The what?
The Yorkshire Post.
The what?
The Yorkshire Post's good, actually.
Okay.
76%,
I reckon. I'd say about 75-76% successful rate.
Let's see.
But as I said, the efficacy
You should
rate...
receive the same vaccine for both doses.
When was that story posted, please?
It was posted on the
9th of February 2020. Old news. That's up. I've got my computer. That's old news.
Good one.
You're supposed to be the journo.
I am.
All right, Roger. Bye. That. Thanks very much. Let's talk about our wonderful sponsors. This show could not happen.
CDC, every effort should be made to ensure patients get the same vaccine.
What date was that, please?
Another date.
Anyway, what date was that?
It was also February.
Right.
Science. We're in
March,
progress.
Virtually May now. Mm. Talk to me about these guys. I love these guys so much.
34sp.com.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got a conspiracy website that needs to happen, God knows we don't need any more. But if you wanted to set up your own website, you can do so with the help of 34sp.com.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I mean? Jellybean. They do WordPress. Rather, you'll do WordPress. They'll give you all the tools you need. And they'll give you, if you use the code TLNA, 3 months to try it out for now.
Hugging and a kissing in the back row of the movies.
I don't know how
dot com.
Relevant.
It's
okay.
Probably still available.
It's probably still
What's
available.
The longest? Here's a bit of fun.
Wait,
the 34sp.com. What's the longest website address?
Really long.
What's the longest website address? Give us a call, 0203-286-6370. Do let us know your weirdest food combinations. I actually heard a phone in the other night.
Yeah.
BBC Radio Solon.
I saw where that came from.
What's your weirdest food combinations?
I saw where that came from. It came from...
I'm so sorry, Catherine. You taking off a white medical gown to reveal a leather dress. If this isn't getting us 5,000 viewers, I don't know what is.
This will only hurt a little, and not me. It came from a newspaper article of people... sifting through Reddit, calling themselves journalists.
Radio Solent.
Yeah.
I listened to them. So I listened to it, and it was a male presenter, and he said, okay, we're going to Susie, why don't you remind us what we're talking about? And then the woman, Susie. I don't know what her name was, the woman went, well, tonight's phone-in is what are your weirdest food combinations? And Alex, I think you've got Stephen on line two. I think she spoke too much. I switched it off and I
It was the olden days on the radio, and that shit still flies now. Anyway, 34sp.com is right modern. So if you want to set up your own website, 34sp.com are the people. They are fantastic. They're brilliant on the end of the phone if you need help with your setup, and they speak human. So don't worry about it being overwhelming. They'll sort you out. No problem at all.
Abicare.
As will Abicare.
Abicare will sort out your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. Not your mind. Well, your mind to a certain extent. Your body to a certain extent. If you are, I hope you don't need to use them.
Yeah.
They're good people. They're great people. I went there for a few days to kickstart my recovery after a cheeky little relapse around the old ruggage late last year. And I am 92 days clean and sober. Yeah, baby. It's a treatment. We've got some posts, by the way. Treatment
Good.
Recovery Centre. They've got one in Gloucester. They've got one in Glasgow. Really nice centre, actually. Very, very nice centre. Lovely building in Gloucester. It's a new one in Glasgow. And they will help you get clean. Sorry.
The batteries are fading there.
Go and have a look
they
at
abicare.co.uk.
I have not finished talking.
Well, you do it to me.
I don't. Yeah, but when I do it, I'm saying something important. No. Well, I'm neurodiverse. I'm wired.
I might be.
I was going to call you dick diverse then. And that actually sounded sexual. I didn't mean to. I meant dick as in a bell end. But.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Mention this and you get 20. Mention this argument, you get 25% off. Now she won't want to talk. Except she will. You see? All the time, messing with this. She wants to, but she won't. But then she will. What? She will.
What?
I told you! She can't resist it!
A dickhead.
Thank you.
That's my diagnosis.
Thank you.
Let me go back on.
We got there.
Yeah.
We got there in the end.
Oh, this is fun.
No, it's not.
It's fun for me.
Shall we tell them? I tried calling you. It said I was calling 911.
Well, you were obviously calling 911 then, you absolute...
You're a knob.
...div.
So, Hot Wheels says, welcome back. Couldn't watch in the morning last week. I was working NHS.
We got some news for you.
Painting in the NHS. He's a painter. Ramble Shambles, is that Ian Lee? No, it was Catherine Boyle. So, we...
What?
Can I show you the most amazing video? I'm going to show you a little bit of this video of my kid's favourite YouTuber. One of their favourite YouTubers. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you
mean. Savage Bees.
Hey, St. John.
Right, Dennis Daly, right? Big YouTuber. Millions got... let's see how many followers he's got.
He's got an extra subscriber since this weekend.
9.1 million subscribers. Big, right? My kids...
Donuts.
My youngest in particular loves him. Roblox. Plays Roblox, right? And he disappeared. Just before Christmas, he posted saying, I'm really struggling. I can't carry on doing it like this. I've not been happy for a long time. I'm going to take a break. And then 4 days ago, he posted this. I had 1.6 million views. And my youngest said, oh, by the way, Dennis has posted a video called Where Have I Been? You might want to watch it. So I watched it. We won't watch all
Meet
of it.
Grammarly, the digital writing assistant.
But he's a big
that helps
YouTuber,
students
right?
create
Very
effective writing that delivers.
Hi, guys. So I'm sure you might be wondering where I have been the last 3 months. Well, I took a very much needed break. To put it simply, I burned out. YouTube has been so heavily involved with my life over the last 5 years. Every single day, I lived and I breathed YouTube almost to the point where I forgot what it's like to live life without just constantly working on or thinking about anything YouTube. I want to premise this video by saying ever since I first discovered YouTube in like 2008, it's always been my dream and my passion. I didn't even care about like a particular style of content or anything. I was just obsessed that there was this outlet for people to be.
Man talks about not YouTubing with a YouTube video. Shut up! That's not, why are you even doing that? Don't give me WTF. I'll give you WTF, old man Cord. No, that's not what he's saying. And you know that's not what he's saying. And you're part of the problem.
Don't be a dickhead.
You're part of the problem that is going to be, I'm predicting, is going to be a huge problem. It's already starting to bubble. And you are part of the problem with that attitude. All right? I tell you what, to make things easier, I'm going to time you out. And I'm going to ban you because I don't like you. And you can listen if you want, or you can go away, right? Because you are part of the problem. We're not going to watch all of this. We're going to watch some of this.
Be creative and upload literally whatever they want. And that's what I did for many years before making a single penny off of it. And once I finally did start making a living off of it, I mean, it couldn't have been any better. It was like the most cliche.
I've watched so many of his videos, right? And this is, he looked brilliant here. And I've watched some of his videos and thought, he's a funny guy, and he's really nice, and he's very friendly. I feel
kids love him, don't
safe
they?
Leaving him with my kids. Yeah. The worst he gets is every now and then he'll go, and he'll do a big bit, and it's funny. But I've been able to tell for months, he has not enjoyed playing Roblox. He has not enjoyed it, but he still makes these great videos that kids love.
A dream come true moment I could have hoped for. And so all I wanted to do was capitalize. I was obsessed. I was just like, go, 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 every single day. And eventually, after making thousands of videos, it started gradually feeling more like an obligation.
Here we go.
And I sort of lost that initial motivation and creative drive that I wanted.
Here comes some adverts. Don't worry about the adverts. The BBC, it's an advert for BritBox. ITV,
Channel 4 and
no
Channel
one signs
5.
Up for it. It's all in one ridiculous. Place. Who'd want BritBox? Not me. Let's skip through this. This is Intel Evo. I'm fine with this. That's great. Goodbye. Here we go.
Once had. And so kind of the main stopping force that ended up coming was my my own mental health. And that kind of brings us to the main topic.
I just want to, there's a specific bit where he kind of describes like a breakdown.
Mm. This video, which is anxiety. I've been dealing with anxiety for, I don't know if I've always had anxiety or if I've only like come to terms with it recently. But just to make it very clear what I'm talking about, at least how I experience anxiety, it's the constant overwhelming feeling that something is horribly wrong and it needs to be dealt with immediately.
What a great description. My nine-year-old is watching this. My nine-year-old suggests to me I might want to watch this.
Even if you have no idea what that thing is. Almost every time I was super stressed about something, it would consume me. Sometimes even for months at a time. And looking back at a lot of those things, they were non-issues. They were things that I was worried or upset about that my anxiety built up in my head to be this like horrible, dreadful thing. Like making it just so much worse than it actually was. And so that's just kind of how I've been living my life for the last couple of years. Especially after the PALS disbanded.
So the PALS was like a group. Yeah. So it was like it was part of.
I think I just felt really alone in what I was doing.
Alan says, not for nine-year-olds. Yes!
Oh, come on.
Yes for nine-year-olds. Yes for nine-year-olds. He knows how to speak to kids. This is perfect for nine-year-olds.
Also,
this
isn't sensitive adult talk. This is a human being telling you how he feels, and he's someone who relates to kids. Yeah. Kids want to know where he's been.
Yeah. One of my biggest regrets with YouTube is not having reached out to other members of the community. I just felt kind of lost.
Talks about sitting in his car. He also says he was anxious because the line my kid picked up. I said, I'm really surprised he got anxiety every day he had to upload a video.
Yeah.
That is so important for him to at some point that will lodge and it will go, oh shit, this isn't fun every single
day. It led
day.
To a conversation with my 12-year-old who wants to be a YouTuber. And she says, you see, this is why I don't, because she makes videos. And she said, this is why I only do one video a week, because I don't want it to stop being fun.
Yeah, I said, there we go.
And alone in what I was doing, not wanting to screw it all up. I felt like this was my one chance.
Here we go. He talks about how he felt he couldn't take a break. Yeah. He had to keep grinding.
That I'll ever be presented and I need to make the most of it. And I had this super unhealthy mindset that, like, even if I miss a couple of days of videos, that my channel would just die. People would just forget about me and I would be dead with...
Ramble shambles. Do you know what? I guess it's difficult, but imagine being a social worker or someone dealing with victims of domestic abuse. Get real here. Just because one person
you're
is suffering
part of the problem.
Doesn't mean other people
you're
shouldn't express
the
what they're feeling.
You're part of the problem.
It's not either or.
Get real here. This kid, and he's a kid to me, you know, he's had a mental breakdown and you're saying get real here? Come on, man. You're part of the problem.
I hope you're just imagining being a social worker.
You're part of the problem.
Within days, looking back, that's just 100% my...
People like you really annoy me. It doesn't matter. A millionaire can have a breakdown. It still counts. They've got different issues. They're issues. They're different issues. Of course, having £1 million in the bank makes things slightly, you know, makes the build, the house that you're in, that you're having a breakdown in, more comfortable than maybe someone else, you know. It affects everyone, man. Addiction, mental health, anxiety, depression, suicide. It affects everyone. You're part of the problem if you think a white, middle-class Canadian guy, YouTuber, is what he says about mental health is less important than someone who is a social worker. It's different, and it's important.
Anxiety, getting the best of me. But I was so dead set on grinding for as hard as I could for years and years.
That doesn't mean what you think it does, dirty boys.
To the point sometimes where even if I was feeling...
Self-inflicted, he burnt out though. This is why it's important. No! No! Not self... I'm blown away by... No, not self-inflicted. He's working. This isn't... This is his job, right? This is his job. How is it self-inflicted? How is it self-inflicted? Explain that to me. How is it self-inflicted? How is it self-inflicted? You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. And I don't mind saying that. I don't normally like pointing the finger. But until you realize that what you're saying is damaging, you're part of the problem.
Here's another thing. There'll be people that you know who are hearing you talking like this and you're damaging them because they don't dare speak up about how they're feeling because they think you're going to laugh at them or tell them to pull themselves together.
Ramble Shambles, I'm going to ask you to leave. Part of the problem, you think this is similar? Of course they can have a breakdown, but you are far too much bringing your own experience into this, Ian.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to leave, Ramble Shambles. You're not welcome here. You should go away and have a think. It isn't... So, right, hang on. So let me get this right. So what is it, because he's white, middle class, because he's on YouTube? His breakdown is here, but someone who is a victim of domestic violence, their breakdown is here? What about someone who's been sexually abused? Where is that in between that? Oh, and do you know he's not a victim of abuse? Or what do you know about him? So if he were a victim of abuse, does that push him up a bit? Is that, you don't know.
At what point is
you
he allowed...
You don't know.
At what point is he allowed to express himself?
Ramble Shambles, goodbye. Because you don't know. And I don't like you. I'm really glad we're playing this then, because this is really, really important then. I don't know what you're seeing, some of you. Most of you are getting it. I don't know what you're seeing here. I'm seeing a young man who has pushed himself to the limit and beyond and has had the courage to stop and then come back and talk about it publicly. At what point Supposing he carried on and had taken his own life. Self-inflicted?
Why didn't he say anything?
What? Remember Caroline Flack? You know. All these people that we've... The lad from Love Island that took his own life. So, I mean, what?
Also...
It doesn't count because they're not a social worker.
Also, your kids are wanting to follow him into this profession. Your kids are wanting to do this. He's living the dreams for a lot of kids. They need to know that it's not all that, don't they?
So awful on a day. So, like, I'm not exaggerating. Sometimes I would be on the brink of tears and I still just force myself to record because I like couldn't bring myself to miss a day of uploads. It was just like in my head, like the worst possible thing that could happen. Only until I took this break, I genuinely felt like I never had a right to complain about anything.
Because of the attitude of some of the people in the chat. He's starting to get it now.
My theory about people who talk like that is that by saying it's not real, it means they don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I am by far the luckiest person that I know and that I may ever know. And I have the unbelievable privilege of being able to say that I've gotten to do both of my, like, literal childhood dream jobs, that being a YouTuber and making a cartoon show. So I started having these moments of like, where do I go from here? I have everything I possibly ever could have hoped for.
Oh, we're late. We've got to go to a guest. I'm sorry.
Send him a message and say we'll be right there, or...
Let's go to it. We'll come back to this in a minute. We've got a great guest.
Completely different.
I just saw the time. This is really, really important. We will come back to this. There's a couple of bits I want to play specifically. And also I want to talk about the conversation that it prompted with my 9-year-old. That's why this is important.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about Twitch and YouTube burnout as well. And I know we have some, we've got MZ and we've got Sinjin. I'll be interested to get their take on it. There is a lot of pressure. It's not the same as being a social worker. No, it's not the same. It's different.
Doesn't make them any less valid.
You give us a list of which jobs people are allowed to struggle with, just so we know.
Here's a thought for you. Maybe it's not about the job. Maybe it's about something else. Maybe it's about something bigger.
And also, yeah, I'm bringing myself into it. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.